ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, and we are looking at verse 1, and we got up to where the Imam says, وَغَلَبَتِ الْحَسَدِ, O Allah, I seek refuge in you when it comes to jealousy and it's taking over me and winning. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi, in this supplication, he is seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a few moral traits, moral diseases that a person needs to make sure he does not have in his system. In the same way that the body gets sick and gets diseases, so does the soul. And the diseases of the soul sometimes are very hard to at least get to figure out or get to recognize, because sometimes they are just hidden. Therefore, one turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and for refuge, just like the Imam did. The Imam alayhi salam, he uses the word غَلَبَةِ الْحَسَدِ, غَلَبَ. It means that at some stage, jealousy is a natural state in the heart of a person. But once the state starts to grow slowly, slowly, it becomes a monster that takes over. Because ghalaba means to be victorious and to win and overtake something or someone. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi is being very precise when he uses the word ghalaba, saying that in natural states, it should, you know, a person should have that kind of, you know, motive inside him, but it shouldn't go anywhere further. Now, let's take a short break, then we come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to IRIB English Radio, to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio again. Now, when the Imam Salamullah alayhi talks about ghalaba and a person being losing against an enemy, and that enemy is, in fact, as he calls it, al-hasad, jealousy. So what gets a person to a stage where he becomes a victim of such a disease? Because jealousy, as we know it, it's not an instant thing that happens to a person and he becomes jealous. Obviously, it takes time. The soul of the human being is like an animal, a domestic animal that needs to be tamed and trained. When this self is not tamed, when it's not trained, when it's left to itself, these diseases, they become part of it without a person realizing. So you can see that For example, if we look at jealousy as a disease, that when a person in his normal circumstances, if he has not trained himself, that he looks at people around him, he looks at things around him, he sees that there are people who are more wealthier than him, there are people who possess more property than him, there are people who are maybe intellectually smarter than him, people who may have spouses or children and things he doesn't have. So him looking and seeing is automatic. It happens by itself. If that self is not tamed, it automatically starts to think for itself and starts to, that jealousy starts to kick in. And a person is not aware of that until one day he finds himself a victim of it. So the Imam Salamullah alayhi is very eloquently try to highlight the fact that don't let it overtake you. Like from the beginning, you need to put a control on jealousy before it gets any further. So it's a self-monitory system when it comes to vices and the diseases of the soul. And then the Imam Salamullah alayhi first he says, ghalaba of what? And then he says, hasad. And hasad, as we translate it in English, into jealousy. And in simple terms, hasad means wanting to see whatever your brethren have to lose it. Since you don't have it, you don't want them to have it either. So I see someone who has wealth, I'm like, I hope and I wish he loses his wealth. This is just basically jealousy, just wishing that the people that you're looking at, the people that you are jealous of, lose everything that they have, which is obviously a problem and disease itself. Now, let's take a break and then inshallah we continue.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So we were trying to define jealousy itself. So we said jealousy is the notion of wanting to see the na'mah, the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon our brothers and sisters, and we wish that na'mah, this blessing, to go away from them. Because I just don't have the capacity to sit and watch someone having so many things and I don't. And that itself is, it's a very selfish disease to say the least. If you don't have it, or you can work hard to get it, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maybe to even protect those who have what they have and ask Allah to increase what they have. But why would you wish them to lose what they have? That means a person from within himself, he has such a small, tiny understanding of the world around them that they only care about themselves and they don't care about anyone else. I don't care about people. If I'm happy, if I'm rich, if I'm wealthy, then yes. Other people are rich? No. No, they can all burn. Only me. And that's just a very selfish understanding of people around us. At the same time, we have another concept that goes in hand with jealousy, and that is ghibta. And ghibta means, surely, I can admire what people have, and I can wish for what they have, but not to wish they lose what they have. So I see a brother who's smart enough, who's wealthy enough, I'm like, mashallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his knowledge and increase his risk, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the same. This is called ghibta, that I want to have the same as well, but I don't wish it to be taken away from him or her, which goes against hasad, where jealousy and hasad is actually the opposite, wishing that they lose what they have instead of them having it and keeping it. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد